challenges here. And I wonder how or whether there's a tipping point where it is not possible that all these people that left are part of some left-wing cabal, right? Is there a tipping point where even the most enthusiastic Trump voter says, maybe it wasn't that great?
It's a good question, and I admire the people who have the moral courage to say that I was wrong. He's a special threat. I don't know if regular voters pay attention to that. I mean, that's why I think the amicus brief is so important, because it also puts how unprecedented Trump is in historical context. Mm-hmm. Because it talks about how the founders created civilian leadership for the military. That had never existed in the history of the world before. The militaries were obligated to work for the kings or tyrants that they served. Our military take an oath to say, we solemnly swear to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. There's no other military in the world that takes an oath to the Constitution. The British military still takes an oath to the king. And that comes back around to why he is a special threat, because he sees himself as a king. He's like a 16-year-old boy and thinks, I have the military. I can tell them what to do. I can have them, you know, shoot miles. I can have them get against all my enemies. And it does have some resonance with people who have this grievance. Americans who feel like life has passed them by. So when he says, I am your retribution, he's weaponizing the grievance of these Americans who feel left out, who don't understand these foundational principles that those military leaders said, that he is a unique national security threat, the former president of the United States.
We are looking at yields popping up, and we are very close to the number here. They should be populating on the screen. This is, as Becky pointed out, March Consumer Price Index. The headline number expected to be up 0.3 is hotter than expected. It's up 0.4%, 0.4%, which equals our last look. And of course, to look for a higher number, it would be August last year when it was up 0.5. But in between, we're as low as 0.1 in October of last year. This doesn't seem like it's cooling very quickly here. 0.4 if you strip out food and energy, back to back 0.4s last month as well. As Becky pointed out, we're expecting 0.3. To find a higher number, you'll go to April of last year when it was 0.5, and in between, the low number was 0.2 several times last year. If you look at year-over-year CPI, we're expecting 3.4, hotter than expected, 3.5. This is 0.3 hotter than we looked at in the rearview mirror, 3.2. To find a bigger number than 3.5, you're going back to May of last year when it was, September of last year when it was 3.7. And finally, what many would consider the most important number, year-over-year CPI core, 3.8, hotter than expected, equals the rearview mirror. To find a higher number, January was 3.9. And what's the lowest it's been of late? Well, 3.8. Our last look at what we have today actually is the lowest since 3.0 in April of 21. The issue is it's still running hot. Now, many don't cover the indexes. To me, this is very enlightening. If you look at the non-seasonally adjusted headline CPI index, started in 1913, it's coming out today at 312.332, which is another all-time high. Meaning, if you go back to 1913, you won't find a higher number. And on the CPI core index, which is seasonally adjusted, the number here is 316.7, and that also is the highest ever.
I want to show two more. The undecided voters were also asked how they think President Biden is doing on the economy. Take a listen.
I think he's been absolutely disastrous for the economy.
I agree.
Just raise your hand if you think President Trump's policies on the economy would be better for your family personally. Raise your hand. All right, so that is everybody. President Biden argues that his economic record has been very good. He said President Trump's was not as good. What are you keying off of? Sean, since you had the best smile in Virginia, what are you keying off of to say President Trump's economic policies would be better for you?
My past performance of my 401k, I know it was post 2020 and everything kind of flipped around, but You can't blame everything on 2020 for forever.
We have areas here in Pennsylvania where it's just at a standstill right now. Like, things are supposed to be being built and the interest rates are just way too high for people to you know, invest and start moving around.
And Virginia, just staying with you, because Pennsylvania is near and dear to Joe Biden's heart. Are there Biden policies that you would blame for the problem? And if so, what are they?
The interest rate is so high right now, and I know they're trying to cut the inflation down. But like, if nobody is building, no businesses are really coming to Pennsylvania right now to keep us moving forward.
Even if you're trying to buy a house, because I'm trying to become a first time home buyer, the prices are so high right now. It's just hard.
Is there anything Joe Biden could do or say between now and the time you vote that would make you feel differently about feeling that his policies would not be as good for your family on the economy? Or are you pretty much decided that Trump's policies would be better for the economy?
I mean, I feel like he doesn't even take accountability for what's at all with what's going on in the economy. Not even accountability. Like, he's in denial that it's happening.
The point is, Biden needs to hear the people, because when he's talking about the economy doing stellar, he's talking about the stock market. He's not looking at homelessness or joblessness. He's not, at Angie's point, thinking about how much it costs to go to the grocery store. And he's gaslighting literally everyone in the process.
And Omar, you voted for Joe Biden last time, right?
Yeah.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. President's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Wednesday, 10 April, year of our Lord, 2024. A Donnybrook over at the Republican House Conference this morning. I think it's kind of going on even as we speak. We'll get more to that in a moment. I want to just give you some numbers. EJ Antoni's going to join us on this inflation number. As War Room told you, it ain't going away. One of the reasons not going away, the embedded cost of financing this debacle short term in the national debt, which is one third of it. They will never address it, but this is what's happening. Okay, since the day Joe Biden usurped himself into the Oval Office, from that date to today, gasoline up 47.8%, groceries up 21%, dining out 21%, baby food up 30%, pet food up 24%, rent up 21%, electricity up 28.3%. Thank you, Dave Walsh. Natural gas, thank you, Dave Walsh, 26.9%, as he's pointed out. Used cars up 21%, airfare up 33%, public transportation up 22.2%. And wait. Real average weekly earnings, wait for it, down 3.9%, almost 4%. EJ Antoni, this is not the number they wanted today. But this is why the distraction on abortion and all this other stuff gets away from the thing itself, which is, and we saw that magnificent focus group of people that either supported Biden, voted for Biden, or independents lean to Biden, they hating on him, and they don't want you to use the term Bidenomics. Your thoughts today of this number, EJ Antoni?
Well, I think it was absolutely appalling, all of the people who feigned surprise that we had yet another hot CPI print. Look, there has been nothing since June of 2022 in the data that pointed to inflation going to 2%. It has consistently been pointing to a rate of over 3%. We've arrived there, and there is absolutely no indication we're going any lower. Steve, we have been talking literally for a year now about how inflation can't go lower because the Treasury continues spending and borrowing at this insane breakneck pace, and that the Fed is quietly increasing liquidity to pay for it all. And even with all of the monetary machinations that the Fed is doing behind the scene, we continue to see yields on treasuries tick up higher and higher, because bond owners are essentially getting wise to the fact that inflation is going to eat away their returns. And so they are demanding higher and higher yields, no matter how much money the Fed is willing to pump out into the markets.
This is, I want to give you the New York Times headline, which is probably the closest thing to a cheerleading section in the media, because MSNBC just drafts off it. Headline, New York Times: U.S. consumer prices rose 3.5% in the year through March 2024, an unexpectedly sharp pickup in the rate of inflation. EJ and Tony, your observations about their headline.
Yesterday, I had said it was going to be 3.5%, and if sure enough, it was 3.5%. And that's not because I have any kind of insider information. It's simply because I'm willing to look at the data and not insert political ideology or what I hope the numbers will be in order to influence the Fed, in order to influence the election. Look, at the end of the day, you just can't square this circle. There is no way you can get something for nothing, and that's precisely what the Treasury is trying to do under Joe Biden. And it doesn't matter how many cheerleaders in the media are going to tell you that one is two. It simply is not at the end of the day.
Tell me a little bit about the cheerleaders. We didn't have time to cut it all because it just happened. Tell me a little bit about some of the non-Rick Santelli cheerleaders you've seen on Morning Business television and other places this morning.
Steve, again, appalling is the best word that comes to mind that I think you can use on a family-friendly show. You have people out there saying that, well, you know, we should be grateful that inflation has come down to an annualized rate of over 4%, because it's not running at the insane rates that we had in the middle of 2022. Yes, inflation has come down. Congratulations. You're becoming poorer slower than you were in the past. You're still becoming poorer. At the end of the day, prices are rising so fast right now that a newborn baby today will face a price level twice as high by the time he is eligible to vote. In fact, it'll happen sooner than that. In just 15 and a half years, prices are going to double again from the current level. That's how fast price increases are rising right now. So when you hear rates like 0.4% on a monthly basis, that may not sound like much. And that's what the cheerleaders will focus on. Oh, it's only 0.4%, not a big deal. That's on top of all the price increases we've already seen. And those increases will continue for the foreseeable future. And those monthly rates add up tremendously over time. Again, till you get to a point where prices are doubling in only 15 and a half years. I'm sorry, but that's not acceptable.
Can I go ahead and let me have it back? We just froze. I'm going to play actually Andrew Ross Sorkin from the other day. Andrew Ross Sorkin actually called this on CNBC. Remember, he's the Andrew Ross Sorkin. Andrew Ross Sorkin is the columnist over at the New York Times, and is no friend to President Trump. But what Sorkin said is that these price increases are embedded into it. One of the reasons they're embedded into it, quite frankly, is the fact that you've got this massive federal spending. The fiscal irresponsibility rolls into monetary irresponsibility. You've got a Federal Reserve that just sits there. You've got a Federal Reserve that sits there and just continues to cover the fiscal madness they covered by printing money. You've got an irresponsible Secretary of the Treasury in Janet Yellen. She's over China, kowtowing to the Chinese Communist Party. You have an irresponsible head of the Federal Reserve that has looked to the invasion of the southern border to drive down wages. And what do you have? You have a catastrophe for the American people. It's a flat-out catastrophe for the American people. And now they finally had to admit there's not going to be more rate cuts, right? They put these in jeopardy. This is a total fiasco. All the benefits they get are all they pitch you are all lies, like the jobs report. All those jobs are going to illegal alien invaders. All of it. The inflation you have to live with the massive federal spending. This is why this conference meeting with the Republicans. It's about Pfizer, but it's also about Ukraine. On top of all the spending, the $2 trillion deficit, they're trying to throw another $60 billion over to support Ukraine. Okay, one thing you got to do, go to birchgold.com/Bannon. Now's the time to talk to Philip Patrick and the team. Philip's going to be with us on Saturday for at least, hopefully, an hour, at least a half hour to walk through everything. We'll take a short commercial break. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Go check it out. We'll be back in a moment. The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action.
I was shocked.
And that goes to the idea that there's a feeling and there may be data. And as I said, the trend line of the data is right in a good way, but the feeling is not wrong either. And the feeling is the reality in so many ways. And I think Katie, raised the issue. There's that piece in the Journal today. It talks about food prices, talks about going to a restaurant. You know, you talk about buying a home. So many things do cost so much more than they did before. And that's something that is not going to get resolved before November. It just isn't. You get the trend line in the right direction before November, but you're not going to have prices reverse, if you will, materially reverse in a way, or wages go up.
Okay. That's Andrew Ross Sorkin. That's the wunderkind over at the New York Times. He said this the other day. E.J. Antoni, he's a little bit wrong about the trend line because he hit a speed bump today. The trend's not great. But more importantly, the prices, it's not going to reverse. There's no magic wand that they can wave. Here's my question. Is there anything you can't get serious about this until you get serious about not having $2 trillion deficits? Am I incorrect in that statement, sir?
No, Steve, that's spot on. You know, so much of what we're seeing out of monetary policy is being driven by fiscal policy. Jerome Powell at this point is a captive of Janet Yellen. He's essentially just doing her bidding on a daily basis. And so until we can, as you just said, get that $2 trillion deficit down, you're not going to be able to get rid of this inflation, Steve. There's absolutely zero chance.
EJ, where do they go, particularly on social media, over at Heritage, where do they go? You're working also with Steve Moore. Where do they go on social media to track all of your output on over at Twitter? Because you're putting up some great stuff.
Best place to find me is going to be right there on Twitter, and the handle is @RealEJAntoni.
EJ, thank you so much. Okay, I'm going to mix
Steve,
up the lineup here.
Me.
I got Gaffney. Thanks, brother. By the way, thanks for the work on the numbers. EJ is never wrong on forecasting this stuff. Let me bring in Brad Devlin from American Conservative. In all this, they had a conference. It's a throwdown over there on Capitol Hill. With this $2 trillion deficit, the inflation number out, the political class lacking the will to get their arms around it, they're still talking about pushing this $60 billion Ukraine supplemental. With a part of it being that we're going to steal their assets. We've frozen them. We're going to steal the Russian people's assets, and we're going to convert that to cash, give the Ukrainians. And all that, J.D. Vance and MTG have found out, and you guys have done an amazing job reporting this, and we can get the article up, and Mo and Grace and Carly and Elizabeth and everybody else push it out. You're reporting that there's $14 billion that we undercounted. Is that what I'm hearing, Brad, that there's $14 billion that actually went to Ukraine that either we didn't know about or the DOD or the administration or somebody lied about, sir?
That's right, Steve. when we started this effort, conservatives in Congress started this effort in January of 2023, everyone said, listen, we're funding this war to the hilt, but does anyone have a real number? I mean, Ned Price is coming out and saying it's about $80 billion, while appropriators say it's $100 billion. How much money have we actually spent? And it took the Biden administration 8 months nearly to respond to that request and said, we're spending $111 billion on this conflict, but, you know, this isn't included in the data and that's not included in the data. And don't even get me started on reprogrammings and transfers. And so conservatives in Congress like J.D. Vance and Marjorie Taylor Greene and others who have been right on this issue from the beginning came back and said, well, that's not satisfactory. That's not the information we were looking for. Upon looking at the $111 billion further, they estimated it was going to be around $114 billion. These conservatives estimated that. And lo and behold, 6 months later, the Biden administration comes back with a bunch of opaque data sheets and, of course, provides no top line. United States spends X on Ukraine. So when you do the math and you look at those data sets, you realize that we've spent $125 billion on this conflict, which is $14 billion more than the Biden administration previously admitted to. On top of that, another $4 billion can be used from the Presidential Drawdown Authority, which pulls directly from U.S. stockpiles of weapons. So the price tag could end up being $129 billion in short order, Steve.
What is the position? Because now I heard today it's getting very, it's getting quite vitriolic over there. And there's a lot of people, the majority of here already are saying, hey, we can't do this. Our constituents are going nuts. They don't want another penny spent on Ukraine. What is your sense? Because you guys are one of the best papers, journals, news sites for the conservatives in our entire movement. What's the sense from your readers, from your staff, from your editor? Where are we on this?
My sense from the grassroots is that we need border security if we're going to spend another dime on Ukraine. The House has passed the most conservative border bill, Steve, in H.R. 2. And H.R. 2 is a precondition of Ukraine aid because the Biden administration, Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, that, you know, who has betrayed the Republicans at every turn, says that Ukraine is the number one priority facing Americans. Americans don't agree. And conservatives in the House are correct, and conservatives in the Senate are correct to point that out and say, listen, if your number one issue, Joe Biden, is Ukraine, our number one issue is border security. So we're going to have to do some horse trading here. And so Mike Johnson should let Ukraine funding just sit where it is if they're not going to give us border security over it. If he decides that he's going to go forward with this repo package that he's going to put together, I think that's going to be his last day as Speaker of the House, just as, you know, Kevin McCarthy took a victory lap when he passed a continuing resolution back in October of last year. But in winning that battle, at least a personal battle for his, it was a loss for the American people. He ended up losing the war against conservatives in Congress who ousted him. So Mike Johnson needs to think really critically about these moves, because, as you know, MTG's got a motion to vacate in the hopper, and she has laid out her terms quite clearly that we're not going to move on this until we can actually deliver on the number one priority for our voters, and that is border security.
You believe, just like McCarthy pushed through the debt ceiling with the unlimited spending, unlimited deficits for 2 years, and pushed it past the 2024 election and lost his speakership because of that, first time in the history of this country, you believe that if Johnson continues to push this Ukraine situation, that this is what will put his speakership in jeopardy and he will be removed?
I really do. And I think that's going to especially be the case if he can't convince Republicans to not join some of these discharge petitions. Maybe it gets him a little bit of flexibility in saying, hey, I didn't vote for this. I don't want this to happen. But if Mike Johnson, you know, whether it's through a discharge petition getting Ukraine funding out of the House, or it's through a bill of his own without border security, you know, if he manages to get a package that has border security plus Ukraine funding, then I think it might be a different conversation. But I am not getting any indication that he's going to include border security in that. And that has been a red line for conservatives for a long time. And so you have these conservatives in the House mad about Ukraine funding. They're incredibly mad about what happened with the appropriations process. And they're incredibly mad about what could happen here in the next few days with regards to FISA. Right now, as you know, there are CIA and FBI intel officers on the Hill briefing Republican and Democratic House members on the importance of Section 702 FISA renewal. If Mike Johnson decides to side with the intel community and decide with the deep state in Ukraine or on Ukraine funding, I think he's going to be in a lot of trouble. There's some simple solutions here. Go forward with the Judiciary Committee, unbelievably popular added warrant provisions for FISA. Attach any Ukraine funding to border security provisions and let it sit if need be, right? A good negotiator is always willing to walk away from the table, and Mike Johnson needs to be able to do just that.
Really wish we had you in Mike Johnson's office, sir. Brad, where do people get you over at American Conservative?
Yeah, theamericanconservative.com. Read everything that we have up on the site. And my Twitter account is at Bradley Devlin. We'll be following up on this story for sure. So keep an eye on both of those as we follow FISA, we follow Ukraine funding, and we follow anything else that could be lurking in the deep state at the moment.
We'll have you back on. This is going to be a big fight over the next couple of days, and I think you're absolutely correct. I think his speakership's in jeopardy if he goes forward on either of these. Both of them is a kill shot. Joe Biden saying right now in the White House, hey, did somebody brief me? I think I might have executive powers to seal the border, and maybe next month I do it. This is how radioactive the invasion has become. Remember, they're trying to sell you on the invasion being absolutely essential for the American economy. That's not working. Okay, none of their lies are working about it. Now they're finally, their politics is so overwhelming, they're going to have to do something. Brad, thank you so much. Over to American Conservative. Everybody should go there. One of the best papers, news sites out there. Frank Gaffney joins me. Frank, you're an old deckhand. You know how the Pentagon's got pockets where they're moving pockets all the time. Doesn't surprise you that, whoops, $14 billion. How did that happen? We didn't see that. You guys, the Sovereignty Coalition, is working on something very important. There's a major press conference today. I want the posse to know all about it. We're going to live stream it. What's going on about the World Health Organization?
Steve, the most important thing to understand about what's going on with the World Health Organization is that Joe Biden is stealthily planning in 47 days to surrender our sovereignty to this outfit. Run by a Maoist picked for the job of Director General of the World Health Organization by, wait for it, the Chinese Communist Party, which boasts that it's going to become the leading edge under Tedros and under two, not one, but two new treaties. And yes, they are treaties that are being cooked up to be approved at the end of May, as things stand now, that will give Tedros Ghebreyesus, the director general, the authority to not only dictate to us when we have a public health emergency of international concern, as he calls it, but what we must do about it. This is shocking in the extreme.
Frank, hang on. I want to talk about this press conference, Senator Johnson. Very big. The World Health Organization, we got to stop it. We have to stop this treaty. The Sovereignty Coalition is there. We're going to have their back. Short commercial break. Back in the war in a moment. Criminals have access to more advanced tools than ever, and now they're using them to steal our most valuable asset. That would be your home. In Miami, an elderly woman didn't find out an empty plot of land she owned was stolen until she went to pay taxes. A stranger had already paid them, and property records showed she had sold the land. They had forged her signature and registered a fake deed. How scary is that? That's why you need to get Home Title Lock today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and immerse yourself in this information. Think that it can't happen to you? Well, you are wrong. When's the last time you checked your home's title? All a thief has to do is forge your signature, refile as the new owner. And once your home is not in your name, it can get really ugly, and it can get really ugly fast. They can take out equity loans or even sell your house to an unsuspecting buyer who shows up at your door one day and says, hey, this baby is mine. Don't think your home insurance policy will protect you. It won't. Check your home today for free when you get to HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Bannon at signup. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon at signup. You'll get a free scan of your home's title plus 30 days of protection totally free. That is 30 days of protection totally free. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon. Do not let these thieves steal your home in broad daylight.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, we got great news on this transgender ideology. We'll get to that at 11 o'clock with Showalter and Peter McIlvany. News coming out of England and I think out of California also. Charlie Kirk, huge win. The governor is up there. He's got our back. The governor wants to go forward with a special session in Nebraska. We got to be all to the ramparts in this. Kirk will join us later. There's so much going on. MTG, people tell me at that conference, it looks like people got in people's faces on Ukraine this morning and FISA. I mean, we're solidifying this minute by minute. And so just hang with us, War Room Posse, because I think we got some good news here, although we always have to be fighting 24 hours a day. Birchgold.com, make sure you go there. Look, we give you the macro, and I think we've done a pretty good job at giving you the macro over the last couple of years. The team of Brad and Navarro and EJ and Scott Besant and Jason Trenard, I think they're the best around. And we've been dead spot on all this. But go to birchgold.com/Bannon and talk to Philip Patrick and the team. You need to talk to him. Gold bouncing around another high. It was a little profit taking earlier, but it's about the trend. But you need to know all the mechanics of it. And is it right for you? And some of the details they have. He's going to join me on Philip's going to join me for the Saturday show. Saturday, we're doing a special on coup d'etat. We're taking we got Jerome Corsi on JFK, that new blockbuster book. We have Jeff Shepard, his amazing books about the takedown of Richard Nixon by the federal judiciary and DOJ. Just absolutely puts a totally different look on what happened to President Nixon. And then Mike Davis is going to join us about President Trump, because the coup d'etat right now on the President of the United States, that would be Donald John Trump. So that's going to be Saturday. You do not want to miss it. Plus, we're going to have Philip on here talking about how turbulence caused by the instability of politics. It's one of the things that drives these capital markets, particularly looking for hedges. So check it out today. Also, make sure you go Ahern Hotel next Wednesdays for the Constitutional Sheriffs. You have to go to their site to find out if you can get in for that. I will be there. We're going to do 4 hours of the show, plus a special in the afternoon on the machines and on the Supreme Court filing that Mike Lindell and his team have done. We're going to live stream it anyway, but if you're in the area, go to the Constitutional Sheriff's site for their conference. But on Thursday, we're going to have another Gladiator School. We're selling out quickly, and given it's free, and a free lunch, and you get to hang with the Warren Posse team. We're all going to be out there in the Gladiator, part two of the Gladiator School. Frank Gaffney, give me a minute. Why is this? Why do Frank Gaffney and Steve Bannon not have their tinfoil hats on this morning? Why is this really a under the table taking of American side? We fought this one for over a year, right? Why are you just not another kook? And this is real, and we got 47 days to stop it, sir.
Well, don't take my word for it. It's what Xi Jinping has declared, that global governance is in our future, and where it's going to be first initiated is with the World Health Organization, under the terms of two treaties. And they're not going to call them treaties, Steve, because they don't want the Senate to get mucking about in this, but they are treaties. They're going to be approved if these guys have their way. The Chinese Communist Party, yes. Joe Biden, yes. The World Economic Forum, yes. The European Union, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, all of them want this done at the end of May so that they can begin dictating to us what our public health policies will be. If Tedros Ghebreyesus says, for example, under this new arrangement, that's the director general of the WHO, that, climate change is a public health emergency of international concern, or migration, or reproductive rights, or transgender issues, you're going to be talking about that, then it's a public health emergency of international concern. And get this, he's then authorized under these two agreements to tell us what to do about them. Now, that's not tinfoil hat. That's what's the plan.
Hang on, Frank, correct me if I'm wrong. This whole thing of disease X, They're actually saying out there it's going to happen. In fact, we've given a category to it called Disease X. Is that correct? Is that what they're already laying out? And well, this was also the guy, remember, that on January 12th and 13th of 2020 came out and specifically said the Wuhan virus could not be no human transmission, no community transmission. That was all a lie. The CCP had this under control. It's the same group, is it not?
100%. Well, the same individual specifically, the group, you know, is ancillary to this. Under these deals, he personally gets to tell us all these things. But yes, you're right, Steve. Back in the pandemic, this guy, Tedros Ghebreyesus, lied to us, lied to Donald Trump, lied to the American people, lied to the world. And get this, as a result of his lies, as a result of his specifically towing the Chinese Communist Party line. And why did he do that? Because they got him the gig. They got him the job, the CCP. This guy does what he's told by Beijing. And what he was told was, you need to adopt the China model. What was the China model? The China model was mask mandates. It was quarantines. It was lockdowns. It was jabs with inadequately tested so-called vaccines. All of that. And guess what happened? You've been chronicling it better than anybody from the inception of this program. What happened was, according to Dr. Robert Malone, probably about 1 million Americans needlessly died because the China model was used instead of the pandemic response that Steve Hatfill and others have, you know, put into place that would have saved their lives. And now it's just unimaginable, but this is the bottom line, folks. They're going to reward Tedros Ghebreyesus by giving him dictatorial powers. He previously just gave us bad advice, but now he's going to give us bad dictates. And we're having a press conference today on Capitol Hill for the purpose of saying, not now. We're not going to agree to these two treaties that nobody's seen. They're going to just blow them through. I call it the Pelosi rule. You'll know what's in it after they pass it. No, we're not going to do that. And not only that, we're not going to settle for the United States Senate just giving this whole thing a miss. They have to do their job, which under our Constitution is quality control on bad treaties that would steal our sovereignty, diminish, if not eviscerate, our states' rights, because health policy is actually a state prerogative, not a federal enumerated power. And most especially, folks, for every single one of you, especially if you had an unpleasant time of it in the pandemic, they're going to take away your personal medical freedom. I'm fond of saying, meet your new doctor. He's Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus. And if you don't happen to cotton to that idea, or him telling your doctor what they can tell you about your medical condition or how you can best be treated, you need to join us at sovereigntycoalition.org. There's an Align Act initiative there you can go to right now. Tell President Biden, not now. We're not going to settle for these bad treaties. We're not going to have the Senate take a pass on it. We're going to get engaged, and we've got 47 days to turn this around. And basically what I think needs to be done here is to make Joe Biden own this. If he wants to diminish your sovereignty, if he wants to turn this whole thing over to Tedros Ghebreyesus, an unaccountable Marxist foreign bureaucrat, then let him do so. And let Donald Trump come out and tell us why he got us out of the World Health Organization, or tried to initially, why he's going to do it if he gets back into office, but more to the point, why he is not going to let them do this to us by making this a campaign issue, a defining campaign issue at that. And I believe he will get a mandate, an overwhelming mandate for the American people for standing for our liberties, our freedoms, and our sovereignty. Praise God.
Frank, one more time. Where do we go? It's a 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. You're at the Sticks, I think, outside the Capitol. We're going to try to live stream if we can. But where do people go if they're in the area if they want to see this?
Senator Ron Johnson and Congressman Bob Good, the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, are going to be our leaders on the congressional side. We're going to have six leaders on the conservative movement side, headlined by Ken Blackwell, who actually had experience as a UN ambassador in Geneva. So he knows exactly where these guys are coming from and where they want to take us. We believe it'll be at the triangle on the house side of Capitol Hill. And what we certainly will be doing is we will live stream it and we will make it available afterwards at sovereigntycoalition.org. And I encourage everybody to go there to make sure you can play your role. Go to the Align Act. Tell him not now. Not ever, as far as I'm concerned, but certainly not now.
This is one of the great things I always envisioned out of the Committee on the Present Danger. You would have these things like Sovereignty Coalition that would come together for these specific issues. It's amazing. Frank, real quickly, your social media show, everything, how do people get you, the book, The Indictment?
Yeah, the show is right here on Real America's Voice. It is Securing America. We are very appreciative of the chance to share this network, Steve, when you're not using it, among others. We also have the Committee on the Present Danger, China, presentdangerchina.org, and this is all about China, believe me. In fact, you're going to be talking more about transgenders. I know we did a fantastic webinar last week on transgender Easter. You need to check that out. Secure Freedom is the minute. Please sign up at Securing America and Secure Freedom. Com.
It's amazing. Frank, great work. Looks forward to seeing you guys at 2 o'clock. Bob Good, just a programming announcing. Congressman Bob Good, we anticipate, we're slotted in. He's going to join us at the top of the show at 5 p.m. to talk about this press conference, to talk about this WHO, stopping this treaty, and also stopping the Ukraine funding. Talking about that, we've got our own Ben Harnwell. Ben's been joining us a lot in the 6 o'clock show. I wanted to have him come on the morning show this morning because, Ben, I want to make sure everybody understands. And you brought up something with your steel trap memory. It was about a year ago today, and I think it was on the show, the great Monica Crowley told us the lion in hiding. What was her tweet? It was 200. She said it was $200 billion at the time, correct? About what's really gone into Ukraine when you really add it up from all the different agencies, right?
That's right, Steve. I wonder if Denver are able to put this up as I'm talking. It's almost a year ago to the day, Steve, and she said that $200 billion plus dollars, thanks, Denver, of your hard-earned money has been disappeared into the corrupt money pit of Ukraine. So the figure's flexible, not flexible, it depends really on how you define it and how you calculate it, what you put into it, what you take out of it. But that figure, Steve, that was like a year ago. So, you know, who knows how eye-wateringly high the true figure is, given that the Pentagon itself just sort of suddenly discovers it has $5 or $6-7 billion unaccounted for due to dodgy accounting that they can just sort of send on, avoiding all whatever scrutiny there is, they can circumvent that by just sort of dodgily finding extra money on the balance sheet.
Ben, just hang on for a second. You're going to stick with me, and the reason is they're having a huge, or they just broke, I think, of the Republican conference. We don't even know if this is going to get brought to the floor. It can't get brought to the floor unless Democrats actually push this thing. That's why there's now a majority of the majority, I believe, and a pretty solid majority says, we're not doing this anymore. We just got back from 2 weeks. Our constituents are 100%. They'll march on Washington with this deficit driving this inflation. If you push another $60 billion to those oligarchs over there, we can't defend it. And Ben is about to give you something quite eye-opening that's in the mainstream media over in Europe. It's actually, I think, at The Guardian now also. We're funding Nazis. I don't mean kind of Nazis. I mean like real Nazis. Guys are said they're like more Nazis. They're more authoritarian than Putin. So we're going to be back in a moment of that. We've gotten tremendous, tremendous feedback on Sacred Human Health. If you go to sacredhumanhealth.com. You see the incredible feedback we're getting as an energy boost from the grass-fed beef livers. And this all comes from folks in the War Room Posse that have tried this. So I want to make sure you go check it out today. Just go to the site, sacredhumanhealth.com. Immerse yourself in the information, but particularly see all the great feedback we're getting from the War Room audience about this kind of an energy boost. Short commercial break. Back in the War Room in a moment. I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money in our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to RickardsWarRoom.com. That's RickardsWarRoom.com now to see the video.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
So how do we stay on top of things with this kind of high-intensity War Room production? By the way, I want to thank Rob Sig and Parker Sig, our channel, our distribution partners, and the guys that help us produce this at Real America's Voice. Just a fantastic team, and thanks for all the work. And we can turn on a dime here. Got a lot going on this morning, this afternoon, specials, everything happening. The energy, Warpath Coffee. Yes, yes, yes. I'm a coffee aficionado. Warpath Coffee, the dark roast. We worked for, I don't know, almost 2 years with Tej Gill and the team about the dark roast. Take the acid out. So try it, the Mariner's Blend. But all the feedback is on the mild blends, the breakfast blends, the combo blends, all of it. The we put out all kind of, you know, seasonal flavorings. Just check it all out. Warpath.coffee/warm. You get the 15% discount. So put the worm in there. Get it cheaper. Also, once again, the beef lovers, I'm so ecstatic about the feedback we've gotten from the audience about how it's impacted them, and particularly on the energy side, the boost. It's grass-fed beef liver, and you know that is the greatest concentration of nutrients known to man or the animal kingdom. So go check it out today. Just go to the site. We just send you to the site. You get your free men and women. You make your own mind up. But I think when you see the feedback from the War Room audience, you'll check it out. Ben Harnwell, a couple things. I'm going to talk. There's two things about personnel. Number one, Bloomberg's got a new story, doesn't have a lot of new information, or no new information when you get from the War Room. But one of the central things here is not the money. And Europe's also got the money. They don't need our money. They got plenty of money in Europe. You know that. Everybody knows that. They know that. It's about personnel. This 500, they need at least 500,000, I think a million. And the average age of the Ukrainians, and they're fighting like World War I, right, in the trenches on the Western Front. This happens to be on the Eastern Russian-speaking front that may actually end up collapsing because they don't have personnel, and they need 500,000. I think they need a million. They're trying to pass some bill to draft it, but the draft's not going to work because the parents are hiding them. On the same time, one of their big allies that are supplying troops is something that, you know, Pozo and guys talk about the Azov battalion, Joy Ann Reid and MSNBC, this is Russian information, this is Russian disinformation, you're nothing but Russian propagandists. Hello, I think it was The Guardian, we're funding, your tax dollars are funding not kind of Nazis, you're funding Nazis, guys that say Putin, these are Russian Nazis that think Putin is too wimpy as a nationalist, and they want to basically defeat Putin. And then eventually, I guess, take over Russia and turn it even to a more dictatorial power. That is what you're funding. Ben Harnwell, back it up there with some empirical evidence, sir.
So we'll hit the Bloomberg article first. This is just up in the last couple of hours. You've got to just scroll, folks, all the way down to the bottom of the article, all the way down. Yammers on about how Zelensky's been sitting on this bill for a year to reduce the conscription age from 27 to 25. He signed it like a week or so ago. Scroll all the way down, right? And it says there that the Prime Minister, Denis Shmyhal, told Bloomberg that the initial military request to draft as many as 500,000 troops wasn't necessary anymore. They won't say what the new figure is, but all the hoo-ha about the 500,000 that has been ditched, dropped. But all is not over
Hang on. It's been ditched. And the number's been taken down because they can't get that number. The two generals that got cashiered, the two beloved generals, field officers that got cashiered because they told Zelensky, hey, it's not money and weapons. We need bodies. And there was a huge fight. It was almost a coup over there because of this, a huge fight. The reason they keep lessening the number and don't want to talk about it is they can't get really any troops. There's nobody volunteering, and particularly the parents of young men are saying, hey, how about this? Not my son, because they understand it's a charnel house and they're dying for no reason. Like Professor Mersheimer told them, I don't know, 10 years ago, but updated at the beginning of the war, Ben Harnwell.
There was nearly a coup. The angel of death herself, Victoria Nuland, had to fly in at basically an hour's notice to stop the army taking control. We covered this in real time. All is not lost, however, Steve, from the Ukrainian point of view, because they are swelling their ranks to some extent. And in exactly the same way that Putin was relying on the Wagner troops, then the mercenaries, basically pay to play, you know, you pay the rubles and they come in and they fight for you. Ukraine is doing the same thing, only it's mercenaries aren't mercenaries for cash. They're mercenaries for ideology. It is Politico that's run with this. It's the only article I've seen in the English-speaking press on this. And it breaks it down. Who are these people? Who are these sort of mercenaries coming in to fight for Ukraine against Russia? These are Nazis, neo-Nazis. They're that Nazi, the guy here that they're specifically talking about, Kapustin, has his own website selling Nazi-themed merchandise, you know, all the T-shirts and the caps emblazoned with white nationalist xenophobic imagery. This is what the mainstream media wanted you to think was happening at Charlottesville, right? These are the real guys, and they're now fighting for Ukraine against Putin. However, Steve, it gets worse than that from our perspective, because these are Russians. These are ethnic Russians, Russian citizens fighting for Ukraine against Putin, right? And you've got to ask yourself, why would they be doing this? It's all here in the article. Politico, the mainstream media, breaks it down for us. Approvingly, it's not a condemnation of this. It's approvingly. It's because these people, these Nazis, say that Putin isn't nationalist enough for them. That is their motivation. And from the Ukrainian perspective, our enemy's enemy is our friend. So these guys have been co-opted in, and they're in direct contact with Budanov, who's the head of the Ukrainian secret intelligence service. And it's all there. In fact, the most bizarre part of this, Steve, and I'll quickly do this before we hit the break, is that he's asking the journalist, this Nazi, saying, I can't understand. You're going to be unbiased when you write this up, because for years you've been shitting on us and now we're supposed to be the good guys. And of course, his sense of being an Alice in Wonderland is absolutely correct. But that is exactly how the mainstream media now are portraying these real, genuine neo-Nazis. These are the good guys. Why? Because they're fighting Putin.
Hang on for 1 second. We're going to take a short commercial break. Make sure, by the way, the times are turning. Ben's going to hang with us. Alex Jones is going to join us. Brandon Showalter, Peter McIlvaney, maybe a couple of surprises. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Times of turbulence, you need a hedge. Is it turbulent enough for you? Strap in. It's going to get a lot worse. 90 seconds. Back in the world. Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers, and you don't. You'll pay up, plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on, grind you for all your back taxes plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
War Room at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.